This is TWiT.
As you've probably heard, the FCC has extended the comments period deadline on net neutrality from yesterday to Friday due to overwhelming interest. And after their website crashed yesterday, you probably heard about that, probably on the show, in fact. Now, Netflix has submitted to the FCC their very own 28-page comment regarding net neutrality. The company believes that proposed internet fast lanes would be detrimental not only to customers, but to innovation as well. Netflix waged much of its ire directly toward Comcast and Verizon, saying the ISPs held subscribers at ransom over delivery speeds, which forced Netflix to pay tolls with the ISPs. One of the key arguments Netflix makes is to suggest the reclassification of the ISPs as Title II services, similar to public utilities. Comcast and others say reclassification would hinder their ability to innovate. Netflix counters this, saying, quote, paid for priority arrangements undermine an ISP's incentive to build, to continue building capacity into its network, end quote. Amazon posted a few test pages to the site that spilled the beans on an upcoming ebook subscription service dubbed Kindle Unlimited, offering, quote, unlimited access to over 600,000 titles and thousands of audiobooks on any device, end quote, for $9.99 a month. Amazon has since removed those test pages, but GigaOm was able to pull a promotional video for the service, further legitimizing the as yet officially unannounced service. According to the video, the service will include a free 30-day trial. There were 638,416 books listed on Amazon's site when the page was live, but none of those appeared to be from the five biggest publishers. That's HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster, Penguin Random House, and Macmillan and Hachette. So, as a result, you know, choice might be limited at launch. Hopefully, it'll open up more beyond. Speaking of ebooks, Apple might be on the hook for as much as $400 million if it loses its appeal in the price-fixing case that charges the company with conspiring to inflate ebook prices with five different publishers. Apple agreed to pay the settlement if it's found guilty, though the company reiterated in a statement, quote, we did nothing wrong, and we believe a fair assessment of the facts will show it. Now look out, PayPal. Credit card giant Visa just announced Checkout, their system for making payments on mobile and PCs with a few clicks. This is the second attempt at a payment system for the company. You might remember V.me from 2011, or maybe not. Visa says the new system can be built directly into e-commerce sites, making paying for a cart easier and in as fast as 5 seconds. Quote, this is not a wallet. It is a digital form of the card you love, end quote, said Senior VP Sam Schrager. Launch partners include Neiman Marcus, Pizza Hut, Staples, and United Airlines. The U.S. Senate today passed a bill that would allow mobile phone users to unlock their devices, which would make it possible for users to switch carriers with that device once their contract was up. The Unlocking Consumer Choice and Wireless Competition Act passed unanimously, and if it passes the House, will then head to President Barack Obama for his signature. The bill would effectively overturn a January 2013 decision that ceased legal protection of mobile phone unlocking, restoring to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act an exemption that once allowed users to unlock their phones without consequence.